Hello, Toastmasters, fellow members, and welcome guests. Do you know that you're special? Last year, I adopted the word awesome. I wanted to use it in the sentence, I am awesome. It was just before my 50th birthday, and it had taken me all that time for me to be able to say that about myself. The turning point was when I'd met my husband 25 years ago. When you meet somebody who is good, kind, interesting, funny and super smart, and they believe in you, you start listening to them, and you stop listening to the daft things that people have said to you. I was born in a white conservative town, and as a young teenager, walking down the street, people would call me Packy and Wog. A man once stopped me in the street and said, "Go back to your own country." I was confused because I was born in Hammersmith. But he was one of many, and I soon learnt to look at the ground when I walked, as if to say, I know I don't belong here, I know you don't want me here, but I'm here now, please let me pass. And it wasn't until my 30s that I actually lifted my eyes and I met the gaze of those coming towards me, as if to say, I have as much right as you to be here. Racism was one of many reasons why I started putting on weight in my late teens. By the time I was 40, I was over 15 stone. I hated myself, didn't like people looking at me, and I wanted to be invisible, but I wanted help. And so over the course of 2 decades, I saw a nutritionist, a dietitian, 2 psychiatrists, and a psychologist. And one of the psychiatrists said to me, "Why do you want to lose weight? You've already got a boyfriend." 2 months ago, I met 2 management consultants I'd met on LinkedIn, which is a social network for business, and we were looking for job opportunities. The first guy, within seconds of meeting me, said, "Just dye your hair black." Actually, he said, "Man up, just dye your hair black and get a job." And an hour later, after his friend had arrived, actually given me good advice and left, this first guy seemed angry with me, so I asked him what the problem was. And he said, "You move too much. You're doing my head in. Why can't you just be normal?" Afterwards, I wish I'd said to him, "Normal is for mediocrity. People don't hire me because I'm normal. People hire me because I'm brilliant. I don't want to be normal." I've realized that when people say mean things to you, it's nothing to do with you, but everything to do with them. They have a void that needs to be filled, and they need to fill it by taking a bit of you. Don't give it to them. We're all here because we've recognized that there's room for improvement, and we're doing something about it. And I think that's very brave. And I think that makes us special. In fact, I think you're all awesome too. So whether you like the word awesome or you have another word for yourself, it'd make me very happy if you could write the word that you think describes you on the back of the feedback slips. Thank you.